You ever have that situation, Mike Tomalaris, where you look at your watch and you think, well, I'm actually not sure what time it is?
I get that feeling all the time, Tony. Good morning to you. And I believe the Godfather is not in today.
No, he's not in today, but he is joining me. We are going to the baseball tonight. We're going to watch the Melbourne Aces take on the Brisbane Bandits. So very much looking forward to taking him. And you know what his big honour is going to be tonight? He's actually going to be throwing the first pitch. He's a ceremonial pitch thrower, George Stanikian, tonight.
He's a man of all seasons. He's big with Melbourne City, of course, in the A-League. Now you're telling me about the Melbourne Aces. He's huge. He's the godfather of the Greek community, not only in Melbourne, but right across Australia. And, of course, he loves his cycling, but he's never worn Leica. But we're going to have to change that.
We're definitely going to have to change that. You got a bit of work to do with him over there in Adelaide in a couple of weeks' time.
I will, mate.
Mate, what a great night of Criterium Racing yesterday. It always is in Ballarat. It starts off the Road Nationals here in Australia. And the two that did the job on Tuesday did the job on Wednesday.
Well, that's right. It was a clean sweep for riders from the Orica Scott team. And I believe that you spoke to Jess Allen.
Yeah, did this morning.
Lovely lady.
Oh,
and
great girl.
She's been around a long time now. She's a junior world champion from 2011. Here we are into 2017, and she's going to be knocking on the door of a professional contract. Well, she's got a professional contract in Orica, but she'll be gracing the podiums of the international scene, I think, in the not-too-distant future. She attacked and completely just time-trialed her way to victory. It was a crushing solo win from Jess Allen. It was wonderful to see, and congratulations to her. But, Caleb Ewan, he was the elite male winner, and he'll be wearing the green and gold jersey whenever a Criterium takes place that he's in 2017. He was always the favourite, but I tell you what, he left his run until very late. There was a nine-rider breakaway, and as the laps counted down on the streets of Ballarat and the CBD there, the Orica team, well, they steadily reduced the advantage, and he said afterwards, Ewan, that he wasn't really panicking. He has so much confidence in himself now, Tony. Here's a quote from him. He says, "If I can get to the end of the sprint, I know I can put out more power than any of his rivals." He also said, when he first turned pro, he was getting into those sprints completely exhausted. But now he's putting out some good power at the end of some long races. And that augurs well for what he's about to do on Sunday in terms of challenging the men's road race. That he is the best sprinter in Australia, definitely. And at only 22 years of age, weighing just 61 kilograms, no more than 165 centimetres in height, what's that, about 5'2"?
Yep.
He is progressing and developing as one of the best sprinters in the world. Unfortunately, we won't see him up against the likes of Mark Cavendish and Andre Greipel and Marcel Kittel at the Tour de France this year. Orica have decided to keep him in cotton wool in terms of the big race in France until 2018, I would suspect. But we're going to see him at the Tour of Italy, the Giro, and there'll be some fine sprinters there. And I wouldn't be surprised if he collects a stage win or two or three there. He hasn't done so far in his career, but at 22 years of age, he's getting stronger and stronger with every passing day.
So, Mike, explain that to us, the uninitiated, as to why Orica would do that. They know they've got a star. They know they've got a guy that could be a big hit on the international scene at some point. Why do they keep him in cotton wool? Why don't they test their theories?
Well, they feel probably that he's still too young. I think he's ready. He won a stage at the Tour of Spain, which is one of three Grand Tours, along with the France and Italy, in 2015. It's Matt White's decision. He is the sporting director of that team, and they're just grooming him nicely. I think it's a long-term investment for Orica. Look, if they don't put him in this year, they'll definitely put him in next year. But I said the same thing 12 months ago at this time. He won't race in 2016. He'll probably race in 2017. I really can't answer that question only by saying that he's still relatively young, 22 years of age, and by competing in races like the Tour of Italy, which is the second biggest race of them all after the Tour de France, he's just gaining experience, and that's what it's all about, I think. And look, Orica have also got their sights set on winning the Tour de France overall with their Colombian endurance rider in Esteban Chavez, and perhaps there's no room for Caleb Ewan when you're trying to formulate a team filled with climbers. That being the case, Caleb probably won't have as much support in the sprints than he would like if he did get selected for the Tour de France, because the onus for Orica in 2017 is to win the race overall, as I say, with their Colombian rider.
Well, good luck to him, and let's hope that they can do that. So we've seen the criterium yesterday. What do we expect on the road today?
Yep, it's men's time trial day, and the racing gets underway for the elite women at 12:30. The men's kicks in at 2:15. Now, the women, who is likely to take out the gold medal and the green and gold jersey? Well, Katrin Garfoot, the German-born Aussie now, Queenslander, she defends her title. She starts to defend her title at 12:48 p.m. Not forgetting that she was at the Rio Olympics representing the green and gold last year, and she was sick in the time trial, her specialised discipline, but still managed a top 10 finish. She is a hot favourite to defend that title. But don't discount Shara Gillow, another Queenslander. She kicks off her campaign at 12:47 today. She is gunning for a fifth national crown. It's going to be very, very close. As for the men, well, look, I see three riders, and it's going to be very, very close. Three names that you're probably familiar with. They're professionals, and they ride with the biggest teams in the world. First of all, Michael Hepburn and Luke Durbridge. They're riders that do the big races of Europe for Orica Scott. And you've got Rowan Dennis. He'll be defending the title. He wore the green and gold jersey in the races like the Tour de France last year as a result of winning the time trial. He is the best in that discipline, in the race against the clock in the world. He wore the yellow jersey in 2015 at the Tour de France in the prologue, one of eight Australians now to do so as a result of the race against the clock. And Rowan Dennis, I think, will win it again. He kicks off his campaign at 2:42 p.m. Today. It's a distance of almost 41 kilometres. So there you have it. Dennis, Durbridge, Hepburn, you can throw a dart at each of them and they could probably win it. So it's going to be that close, I think.
Great news also coming through overnight too is that the man that won the Michelin Bay Cycling Classic, Ian Bibby, is a confirmed starter for the Herald Sun Tour later in the month, and we'll be coming up against the likes of Chris Froome.
Yeah, no surprises there. They're here for a good reason, these foreign riders that come out to Australia. They're not here just to do three races at the Bay Criterium series. That is a good kickstart to the year, a good kickstart to the season. And when you've got Italians like Valentina Scandalara, the Italian woman who won the overall series in the elite contest in the Bay series, well, she's going to hang around also for the Tour Down Under. And you're right, Ian Bibby will take on the likes of Chris Froome. It's so good, isn't it, to have someone of that quality in terms of Chris Froome. He's a three-time winner of the Tour. He won the Herald Sun Tour last year. He wants to defend that title. He loves racing here. It's the best country to be at this time of the year. The days are long. The temperatures are high. The people are great. He can walk virtually incognito wherever he travels, apart from when there's a race on. And the Euros, they just love coming to this part of the world. And that's why we've got so many big names here in our country.
Certainly have. Mike, thanks for your time today. Look forward to doing it again tomorrow.
Will do. On you, Tony.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Tomalaris there joining us for a chat about the world of cycling. Of course, that is all focused at the moment up in Ballarat at the National Road Championships.